Looking for young professionals in Richmond? Look no further than Friday Night Happy Hour at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts. Mary Mahoney is 25 and hasn't lived in Richmond long.
My company in Ohio opened up a Richmond office, and I was willing to transfer and just seemed to have a lot of young people, a lot of cool restaurants, a lot of outdoor things, and I'm like, I'm never going to be bored.
Her friend Anna Minzer is also new to the city.
I'm from Columbus, Georgia. I lost my job there, and my fiancé broke up with me, so I was like, you know what? I need a change of pace.
What is it that kind of caught you the more that you stayed and the more you went out?
It was really like a few weeks ago when I actually came here to the VMFA on a bad date. Well, it wasn't bad, but it was boring. But I came here on a date. There's so many people here who are just wanting to get together at like a museum of all places, not a bar. And I was like, I think I could really stay here. I think I could really like make an impact and do something fun here.
Mahoney works in environmental consulting, and Minzer is a geologist. Convincing them and all the other young professionals here tonight that Richmond is a fun place to live and work isn't just about winning some popularity contest between cities. It's vital for Richmond's economic future. Americans are aging, and that has consequences for the workforce. As more people retire, companies will be scrambling to replace them. Experts say cities need to compete now for young people if they want to thrive later. 3 years ago, an organization called Richmond's Future decided to figure out how the River City can stay in that game. They hired the Southeastern Institute of Research to survey young people across the state. Rachel Burgess led up the effort.
We decided to get together a number of young professionals in Richmond so that this was a study about young professionals done by young professionals.
They surveyed people in Richmond and similar cities like Raleigh, Charlotte, D.C. Richmond ranked high for its food scene, art community, and outdoor recreation. Those who lived here also valued the city's sense of community and history.
Take a city like Charlotte, they tend to knock things down and rebuild. We tend to renovate, and so we have this really nice authenticity. There's grit, so I think that that's something that is attractive.
Hello, you found it.
Hello, I found it.
Welcome.
It's certainly something Michael and Allie Parsons like about the city. They're a young couple, recently married. Drawings of Richmond's classic neighborhoods adorn their apartment. But they, like many their age, want more than brick buildings and cobblestone streets in the city they call home.
Many millennials who I know want to have some kind of sense of connectivity, real relationship with people, and some kind of sense of community. I moved around a bunch before this. I feel like I was probably looking for something like that.
Michael's from Williamsburg, Allie's from Herndon. They came to Richmond 3 years ago for graduate school at VCU. They stayed, says Allie, for the community.
Even when we lived in an apartment in Northern Virginia, we only knew one neighbor, and she was awesome, but that was the only person. And
she
we
was
just
80.
And she was 80. So. Now we know almost everyone on this entire block. We've met all of them, sit out on the porch and, you know, have a glass of wine or talk, and everyone knows each other.
Almost half of Richmond's young professionals say the most important thing to them in finding a home is the people. A close second, though, is jobs. And that's a weak spot for the city. In our next report, we'll take a look at what Richmond lacks and how it needs to step up to convince millennials to stay. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane. We're called a song with our love. We sing of what we think we know. Mother, father, skin and blood. And we move just like the birds. Moving amidst the other birds. And we move just like the fish. Rolling away from larger.